Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
We are in 1 Peter chapter 3. This is our fourth lesson from chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, talking about submission in the home. We're in verse 7. The first six verses, he's been talking to the wives, and in verse 7, he talks to the husband, shifts his attention to them, and says, "Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered." So, Garrett, since you are a newly wedded husband, relatively speaking, we'll let you tell us all about how to be a better husband. he says, unlike all of our other audiences that he's talked to, he's left out a couple of words, phrases that we've been seeing over and over. He doesn't say anything about submission or submitting, and he doesn't say anything about the fear of the Lord. So what are we doing here, Garrett?
Of course, he says, "Likewise, husbands." I think it's kind of inferred because of the list that we have. He's talked to servants, and he says, "Be subject to your masters with all respect," or fear. We kind of define that term, with all fear of the Lord. He talks to wives, and he says, "Likewise, wives, be subject to your husbands." And the reason why is because of our fear of the Lord. If you see at the end of that section, he says, "Likewise, husbands." He's kind of had this list of going through and saying, okay, well, you know, it's kind of inferred with the list, I guess, because you have, he says, "Likewise, masters."
Yeah, it's more inferred because he says, "Likewise."
Yeah, "Likewise, servants, obey your masters, be subject to your masters, fear the Lord. Likewise, wives, be subject to your husbands because of the fear of the Lord. Likewise, husbands." He doesn't use that terminology, or use the terminology, but it's kind of inferred with that reasoning to say, okay, now, likewise, husbands, you need to be subject to your wives in an understanding way.
And that's the idea.
Of the fear of the Lord.
You know, with the submission, it's putting someone else's wants or needs above yourself. Mm-hmm. Well, here he says, "Likewise, husbands." He didn't use the word submit or fear of the Lord. You're doing it because you want to be a godly husband. But he does say, "Live with your wives in an understanding way." What does that mean?
Yeah, the understanding there, of course, there's two words in the Greek for our word know or knowledge, and we've kind of heard it explained this way, in that one is a book knowledge, a general knowledge of something, and one's an experiential knowledge. You can read books and watch YouTube videos about skydiving, but that's different than jumping out of a plane, you know. So the one that's used here in verse 7 is the second one. It's experiential knowledge. Live with your wives in an understanding way. I think understanding is probably a pretty good translation of that word know, because it's something that you're experienced. You've experienced living with them. You understand how they talk and how they communicate, and you know, nonverbal cues and stuff like that. You understand
when you house together, which is literally what that is, living together. When you house together, you learn a lot more. You know, you're not just dating anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I can vouch for that. Yeah. You learn more about a person once you live with them for a little bit.
But he says to show her honor as the weaker vessel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's part of the being subject, I think, is that you're esteeming her, not yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a leader and still be a leader in your home, but esteem her, put her up on a pedestal, show honor. That's what the word honor there means, to esteem or respect. You can still do that while being a leader. but esteem her as the weaker vessel there.
Yeah, and the idea, of course, is not that she's weaker spiritually. In fact, a lot of times the women are the stronger ones spiritually. Yeah. But the idea that she's more fragile, more delicate, more precious, like if you haven't experienced this yet, ever say anything to your wife that you think is innocent and she starts crying. I don't know if you've experienced that yet or not, but it's a lot easier sometimes to hurt them, even if we don't intend to. Well, that's the idea here. But treat her with honor because she is precious. She has an, go all the way back to chapter one, she's a fellow heir. She has an inheritance just like we do. And so he says to do that so that your prayers may not be hindered. How can our prayers be hindered by not treating our wives that way?
Yeah, I mean, again, we're not talking about an equality thing with a weaker vessel, but it's just that they're delicate. And, you know, women, emotionally, physically, whatever, they're delicate people. And so he's saying treat them like fine china, you know, and too many times we come in like a bull in a china shop, you know, and we don't do that. But he says you need to so that your prayers aren't hindered. I think that hints to the fact that it tells us this isn't a choice. It isn't a, if you feel like it, you should treat your wife this way. I think the fact that he's saying, hey, if you don't do this, your prayers are going to be hindered. I think that points to the fact that this is a matter of righteousness.
That's right.
This is a matter of what is your spiritual life going to look like? Because if you're following God's will, then you're going to live with them in an understanding way. You're going to make them know, you're going to recognize that they're heirs of God, that they're souls that have the grace of life. And so if you don't understand them, if you don't live with them in an understanding way, and if you don't recognize that they're heirs of God, that means your relationship and your communication with the Lord is going to be hindered. It's not just a, if I feel like it, or even, hey, this is some good advice for your marriage. This is a matter of righteousness, and it's going to impact your relationship with the Lord if you don't treat them appropriately.
Right. You need to circle prayer there in verse 7 and connect it down to the word prayer in verse 12, where he says that the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, his ears are open to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. We'll talk about that more when we get down to verse 12. But he's been contrasting doing right and wrong, good and evil all along. Mm-hmm. And as you said, this is not treating your wife the right way is not a matter of, hey, this is a good idea or some self-help book on marriage or whatever. This is a matter of doing what is right in the sight of God or doing what is wrong in the sight of God. Mm-hmm. God values them and we should too. So we should be willing to submit our will in order to take care of them, to provide for them, to make them happy, to make them feel cherished and prized, as you talked about earlier. So we'll get into a different section here in the next couple of verses. We've been talking about all this submitting to government and to masters and how Jesus submitted, and now submission in the home. The next few verses, we'll talk about submitting to others, just kind of in general, but that'll be our next episode we'll look at. Hopefully, though, this has helped you as we study through these first seven verses in the home and how that relationships between husband and wives should work and the way that God set them up. I hope that you will like, subscribe, share, tell others about this podcast. We hope that it will strengthen and encourage you. We hope that you'll dedicate 5 to 10 minutes in the time that you can drive to work or get ready for school or maybe kick back and stretch out a little bit, unwind at the end of the day, whatever. You can listen to us and study along with us for 5 to 10 minutes here on Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show.